Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
On this Sunday of Divine Mercy, we read the Gospel of Christ's separation to the apostles who were locked in fear. Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit on them and sent them forth, just like the Father had sent him. We have the mystery of the Church right here. Christ could have chosen to appear to each person individually, but he decided to appear to chosen witnesses. And then he vested those witnesses with spiritual authority so that they could bring his message and his grace to others. Now, that means a huge change of life for those who are sent. When you represent Christ, your life is no longer about you, but about the one you represent. Notice in the second place that the doubts of Thomas have to do precisely with this decision of Christ to send the apostles as his instruments. Thomas had no problem believing when he saw Jesus directly, but he didn't want to believe through the witness of the other apostles. In this sense, Thomas stands for those who struggle with trusting God's design of creating his church. That's why Jesus uttered an additional beatitude here. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. In other words, Jesus said there is a special blessedness in believing through the witness of the Church, before seeing him directly. And that for a variety of reasons. First, because it is ultimately trust in Jesus. It's trust in the way in which he decided to bring his message to the world. And secondly, it is about trusting the power of God's grace to purify us and make us capable of bringing the life of Christ to others. Jesus heals us and sanctifies us to such a degree that we can become his instruments to bring salvation to others. There is a risk in that, obviously, as human beings are fallible. But disbelieving that that is possible amounts to saying that we are beyond repair, that we cannot do anything good and worthwhile in the kingdom of God. It would be disbelieving God's power to make us good in the real sense of the word. So how do you respond to the fact that Christ places such high expectations on us? What is the mission he is entrusting you with? What are the implications of being sent as a representative of Christ in your own vocation? What would be the implications if we were never trusted with any significant mission?